I must also begin that I came really to give chizuk, but I have really received chizuk by seeing some old faces and many, many former Talmidim. It's really a tremendous, tremendous chizuk to us to see how everyone is steiging and taking care of their families. It's very, very special. There's a parsha in Parshas Ekev where Moshe Rabbeinu is contrasting Eretz Yisrael with Mitzrayim. And it sounds from the Psukim that Hashem, that Moshe Rabbeinu is almost prodding the Bnei Yisrael to be comfortable going into Eretz Yisrael. And Rashi brings that there were people that said, how do we know we're in Mitzrayim? How do we know that we're going to come to an Eretz Toive V'yofer Kazu? And that explains the Hemshech and the Psukim, contrasting and showing the benefits of Eretz Yisrael versus Mitzrayim. How do we understand they were in Mitzrayim, they were Avodim, Avodas Perach, and they're saying, they're questioning whether Eretz Yisrael is as good as Mitzrayim? And even the answer that Moshe Rabbeinu gives is also a little hard to understand. He says, well, in Mitzrayim, you have to schlep the Mayim from the Nilus. And in Eretz Yisrael, it's Hashem Elokecha Doresho, so Mereshis Hashana, V'ad Acharis Shana. You can be sleeping in your beds at night, and the Ribono Shel Olam will make it rain. And that's the Shevach of Eretz Yisrael. So it's a little strange. And I think that that we see that there was really a great challenge that Bnei Yisrael had in Mitzrayim to want to come out. Because in a way, the Yidden in Mitzrayim, as lowly Avodim as they were, but they had security. They had a job. They had no real achrayis other than carrying out whatever their masters were asking. They had the Nilus, which was guaranteeing Parnasa. In a way, they really did have security. It wasn't a pleasant life, but it was that they were able to function. They were able to survive and have a guarantee that things will be okay. And when the Yidden who wanted to come out of Mitzrayim, when they did so, they showed a push that they wanted something much more than this. They wanted to become the Am Segula. We know there's a Gemara in Brachis that says that when we're Shayol Bakashos, we shouldn't do it She'ela Rabba. It's not Derech Eretz to be Meirim Roish and ask Hashem for a very, very big Hatava. But there's one exception to that. And that is B'divrei Torah. B'divrei Torah, Harchev Picha Va'amal Ehu. And the Pshat in that Gemara is not that we have a heter to be Marchiv Erbakosha for Torah. The way to be Zocha to Torah is by having these strong Bakoshas of Harchev Picha Va'amal Ehu. That Pasuk of Harchev Picha Va'amal Ehu starts with Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Hama'al chamei eretz Mitzrayim, harchev picha v'amaleihu. Zot the Marsha, that the Ribono Shel Olam says, remember, I'm the one who took you out of Mitzrayim, and I was memale all of your mishalos, all of your bakoshos, bedivrei Torah. Marsha says, I was memale your bakoshos bedivrei Torah in Mitzrayim. Don't forget that. And therefore, I'm urging you, harchev picha v'amaleihu now. Evidently, the Marsha is saying, the Yidden didn't just cry out of pain. But they were making strong bakashas. They had a hasaga. They wanted to become the Am Segula. They wanted to transform themselves from Avdei Paro to become Avdei Hashem. And they had such a strong bakasha for this. They were willing to go out on a limb and leave Mitzrayim, leave the security of Mitzrayim, and have to now earn their parnasa by getting a bracha from Hashem of Geshem. To go to Eretz Yisrael was a challenge for the Bnei Yisrael. It was a challenge for them to become the Am Segula, which is a tremendous badge of honor, but it's still a difficult task to live up to being the type of Am that Rabban Shalom wants his Am Segula to be. And it was a challenge to go to Eretz Yisrael and not have that security. Our Maisim are going to be the ones that will guarantee us rain and Parnassa. And the Yidin had such a strong push, the ones that came out, that was what carried them. That's what made them Zoyche to become the Am Segula. It was because of their Bakashas, their Hasagos. We recently had in the yeshiva a worker. A worker from, I guess, one of the a whole series of workers doing cleaning around the yeshiva. This particular gentleman, he's no longer in the yeshiva, but he always was a very devoted worker. Short man, and he would take public transportation to and from the yeshiva. And I always imagined, I don't know this for a fact, but I imagined that this person had no family and probably had no car, because he took public transportation. He would walk from the bus to the yeshiva, I believe. And he was so content. He was so content, and he did his job very well. And I always imagined, what was his life like? He maybe had a one-bedroom apartment, perhaps. What did he need? He didn't have a family. And he had security. The yeshiva was paying him the salary for cleaning the floors and the like. And I was thinking to myself, if someone would have offered to him, a nice amount of money for him to start his own business, and the person would tell him, you know, it's going to take hard work, but you can really progress much farther than where you are now, I would imagine he would have declined. Because he was perfectly content the way he was. He didn't need more. And the fact that he would have the opportunity to make much more money, it wouldn't have fazed him, I don't believe. And I think this is a mashal to the nisoyon that the Yidden felt. They didn't have a slave mentality, which so many previous avodim have had, where they're just stuck in this matzav that this is all I'm shayich to, and it's not bad, I pay the bills. Instead of shooting for the stars, instead of having hasagas of what I could become, the Yidden had this harchev picha v'malehu. And that's really what we are charged with. Hahu b'divrei Torah k'siv, we are charged with harchev picha v'malehu. To not be mistapik b'muat in our own learning, in our avodas Hashem. Just want to end with a Avinu Bachya that I just recently saw a few weeks ago in Parshas Vayechi. The pasuk of the bracha that was given to Yisachar was Yisachar is the Nosei Ba'ol, the Nosei Ol of Torah. And there's a phrase in the bracha which is hard to understand. Vayamenucha ki tov. He saw that menucha was good. And we don't normally connect menucha to learning Torah, especially someone who's carrying the all of Torah. Rabbi Navachi says an amazing thing. For Torah, every person for Torah needs menuchas haguf v'yegiyas hanefesh. Contrary to when we are involved in the world, when it's necessary to be involved in the world, there we need yegiyas haguf and menuchas hanefesh. Now, what does all of this mean? For Torah, one needs yegiyas haguf. Menuchas haguf. For Torah, you need menuchas haguf and yegiyas hanefesh. What does that mean? So the Bein Abachi explains part of it. He says, menuchas haguf means that when we learn, we can't have tirdus. We can't have distractions. We have to be focused just on our learning. Menuchas haguf, no worries, no tirdus, and if we have them, they've got to stay out of the Beis Midrash. We have to be just focused on the Torah. And that's a menucha for the guf. Because we're not mvolbol, we're not all over the place. That's the way to be zocha to Torah. Vayar menucha kitav, that we were settled. We were without confusion. We were without distractions. Iske olam, of course, is yegiyas haguf. Because when we're osik in the world, automatically it's tirdus. That's what being osik in the world is. What does yegiyas hanefesh mean by Torah? That he doesn't explain. Perhaps what the Rabbeinu Bachya means, the word nefesh is really an imyeshas nafshechem by Avram asking the Bnei Ches for a meeting with Ephron. Imyesh es nafshechem. Likbar es meisi milafonai, then pigulib Bevron and sochar. Rashi says nafshechem means ritzonchem. So perhaps what the Rabbeinu Bachya means, Torah needs a yegiyas hanefesh, meaning we have to work on getting that ratzon going and not just learning and being mistapik b'muad, but having a strong, big hasagos. We're not just going to get the bare minimum and be yaitse, but to have a yegiyas hanefesh, and when we learn, there should be a that our rotzon should be like the Yidden in Mitzrayim, that we should have bakashos gedolos, harachef picha, that we wanna shoot for the stars, we wanna not just be content with the minimum of learning, we wanna go all the way. And that's not an easy thing, because the pasuk says, "Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Hamalcha me'eretz Mitzrayim, Harachav picha v'amalehu, v'loy shoma ami l'koli, v'Yisrael lo avali." That's not an easy thing. Klal Yisrael doesn't always listen to that, to have a harachav picha v'amalehu. So we have to work. There's Dr. Ben Abachia, yegiyas hanefesh. We need a yegiya to develop that ratzon, that nefesh for Torah. And this is the way to be zoicha to Torah, is that through harchev picha v'amalehu, having those big hasagos, those big bakoshos that we want from the Rabbanu Shalom. When it comes to iskei ha'olam, minuchas ha'nefesh, our ratzon doesn't have to be in it. We have to pay the bills, we have to make parnosos, support our families, but we don't have to be, you know, stark into it in terms of our ratzon. That's not necessary. Then we can be b'minucha. Mitzrayim, which the Rav Dessa says comes from the word meitzar. It was a meitzar. It was not only a physical meitzar, but Mitzrayim, it held people back. They were held back like a border. And that's why four-fifths did not want to come out. From having hasagis, we were held back from shooting for the stars. That's what the Yidden who came out of Mitzrayim were able to overcome. They were able to overcome the Meitzar of Mitzrayim. They confined people. They were able to be to become unconfined by their bakashas. This is the mitzvah we have every day. We are Zocher Yitzias Mitzrayim. Perhaps just to think, we have a mitzvah of Yitzias Mitzrayim that we should be able to leave those confines of Mitzrayim and have bakashos gedolos, hasogos gedolos in learning. And when we do that, that will be the beginning of us being zocha to Torah. It's not a heter, it's the way to be zocha to Torah is to have these hasogos gedolos with a menuchas haguf, with a tremendous lack of tirda and a tremendous concentration while we're learning, while we're doing mitzvahs. That is the way to have an aliyah. Thank you for listening, and thank you.